Well, it's a dream come true, to be honest. You know, obviously, the gaffer's been on to me about getting goals, you know, and today I got some for him. So, credit to the gaffer for putting me in the position that I was today.
And, of course, you set up the first as well. Do you get as much pleasure from that?
Yeah, definitely. I always enjoy setting up, you know, and I'm in the team to do that. And today I was fortunate to set up Glenn for the first goal, so I'm happy, really.
10 minutes, just over, for a hat-trick. It's one of the quickest in Premier League history. I guess there was a feeling that every time a chance came your way, you might score.
Yeah, and today, especially playing off the big man Glenn, you know, definitely chances will come. You know, and obviously we got a lot of quality in the midfield with Punchin and Miller and Wilf. So, you know, I think today was a great team performance, and to top it, I scored my goals.
8 wins out of 12. I mean, what's been happening for you? What's changed for you?
You know, everyone's braver, and the manager has everyone fired up, and it seems like all the players have got confidence. Well, that's what I've seen since I've come back from the African Nations Cup, and it's been a pleasure to play with everyone.
How enjoyable is it to be part of a side who know they're safe and just enjoy their football?
You know, we're a group that always work hard, and I think a lot of the team, a lot of the players played in the Championship as well, were in the team that got us up, so a lot of us know each other, so we know we're not going to be slacking now. We're going to try and get more points towards the end of the season.
You had a really good first half but didn't have the goals. Did you have the feeling that the opening goal might have that effect on a Sunderland side low on confidence?
Well, my aim personally is always to keep going, you know, and I think if you see me play this season, no matter what happens, I just keep going. Today I was lucky enough to get 3 goals.